Now we read in the Lord, God said, it's not good that the man should be alone. I'll make him a helpmeet for him. Now there was a purpose in God putting man there for a period of time alone to show him that he had a need, that he needed someone to be with him. And now we are told that out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Believe me, that man had to be a smart man to name all the animals. And some wag has said that when God brought an elephant to him and said to him, what shall we call this one? That Adam says, well, he looks more like an elephant than anything else. And I guess he did. Verse 20, and Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a help. The word meat should not be here. A help for him. That is, one agreeing and answering to him. In other words, a helper as his counterpart. The other half of him. And a man is but half a man until he's married. And that, I think, is very important to see. I'm not here to promote marriage, and yet I would say that that is God's intention for both man and woman. And she's to answer to him.